We have a very special saint on this day. Of course, they're all special, but there are some that have this or that, that talks more to us, shall we say. The saint whom we celebrate today in the church is the king, Saint Stephen of Hungary. Saint Stephen was born of the king of Hungary in the 10th century, and when the father in 977 converted to Catholicism, they were pagans. So one cannot say, well, I can't do anything because I'm a pagan, or my son or daughter is a pagan, or whatever. Nothing is impossible to God. So when the father converted, the family converted, and eventually the whole country converted. In the meantime, the father died and he was made his successor, the king of Hungary. And it was around the year 998 or something, the Pope Sylvester II, he's not a saint, Pope Sylvester II, had heard about all these wonderful things going on in the old Roman province of Pannonia, which is modern-day Hungary. And he sent to the king for Christmas Eve on the year 1000 a crown, a beautiful crown, which they still have, the crown of St. Stephen. And he was crowned by the papal legate, and the papal legate, it acts in place of the pope, so it was the same thing as if the pope had done it. And he was crowned emperor, king of Hungary. Now he was related by marriage to the emperor, St. Henry II. And he married his daughter, Princess Gisela. And with her, they had one son, Blessed Emmerich. Now, unfortunately, though they were blessed in many ways, they didn't have any other children, and Blessed Emmerich was just a young man, a teenager, when he died of a hunting accident. The arrow, instead of hitting the deer or whatever, hit him, and he died. But he died in the odor of sanctity, so now he is blessed. And then, in addition to that, he was related to many other saints. St. Elizabeth of Hungary, St. Elizabeth of Portugal, and others besides, St. Margaret of Scotland. All these families that were brought into the church and brought into holiness, they are related. And of course, you know how they say, birds of a feather flock together. But people hang around together, and they're worthless, and there will be no salvation for them. But for those who are holy and strive to be holy, there is salvation. And of course, one of the things I like a lot about these kings and queens that are saints is that, you know, you hear oftentimes, I'm too busy, I don't have time. Who could be busier than a king or a queen? And yet they had the time to go to Mass every day, to go to communion every day, to go to confession often, to pray. Some of them became Third Order Dominicans, Third Order Franciscans. St. Stephen was not, St. Francis had not yet been born. So he just was holy in his own stead. And so there is no excuse saying that we are too busy. There is no such thing. St. Stephen started the church, in a sense, in Hungary. He established the patriarchal church of in Esztergom, which is the church of the patriarch of all of Hungary. And of course, this extended further out into the east. He converted many of the neighbors of Hungary to the Holy Catholic faith. And in addition, he not only began the cathedral of Esztergom, but he started 10 cathedrals, 10 dioceses, and many monasteries and hostels for the poor and pilgrims. So he was indeed busy, but he had time to give to God. When his time came at last, in the year 1038, he offered himself up to God totally, as did his wife, Saint Gisela, and unfortunately the son did not live long enough, so he is blessed Emmerich. But you can imagine how much suffering it would have cost for them when their son died of this accident. And so today we pray for Hungary. And it's interesting that Hungary is probably the most Catholic country in Eastern Europe, even more than Poland nowadays. And we pray for our families and our children, especially our children who have abandoned the true faith. So we commend ourselves to St. Stephen, King of Hungary, to St. Gisela, his queen, and to their son, Blessed Emmerich. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.